Perfect chilly weather, perfect for the 20th annual Evans Home Chili Dinner this Friday night at Braddock Street United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall. Here to tell us all about it, the Executive Director of the Evans Home, Mr. Mark Jacquard. Mark, always good to chat with you.
Nice to talk with you too, Barry.
Wow, this is a lot of chili, my friend. 20 years.
Yes, it is. We're excited about it.
This is a big fundraiser for the Evans Home. Before we talk about the details of this Friday night, always good to chat about the good work that you all do there.
Well, thank you so much, Barry. The Evans Home has been taking children in this area who have special needs, a need of a place to stay and grow, since 1949.
And that has expanded in recent years to working with homeless families.
Yes, that's true. I've been here over 20 years, and when I started working here, we took all of our kids from social services, and basically those are kids who aren't better served in foster or adoptive families. We still have some kids who come that way, but now most of our kids come straight from homeless families who can't take care of their kids safely, and they place them with us, maintain regular contact with them while they're here, and use that opportunity to find safe employment, safe places to live, and as soon as they do, they can reunite with them and take them home.
That's awesome. What an incredible service provided. That takes money, thus that brings us to the chili dinner this Friday. This is a big fundraiser for you guys.
Oh, exactly so. We only have three regular fundraisers, and this is one of them. And it's also a great opportunity for the community to come out and sponsor us and support us. But the biggest opportunity is for them to tip their waiters, because all the tips that the waiters can garner come to us.
Ah, that's cool. That's cool. And you've got some big name celebrities there that are acting as waiters and waitresses. And why don't we do a little name dropping?
So Pastor Kirk Knave is our host from Braddock Street Church, and they are, of course, giving us the site for free. Dan Martin will be our head waiter. He is from the Courtyard Marriott. Jerry Casey, he's often our largest income producer.
Yep.
But last year he was edged out, I believe, by Sheriff Lenny Milholland and Mayor Charles Harbaugh of Middletown, and they're going to be back. Dana Evans from the Museum of the Valley is going to be with us. Julia Connell is going to be there. She is president of the Winchester Rotary Club. And Stephen Shendo, of course, is going to be there. And Jay Foreman. And Ralph Orndorff from Winchester Harley. And
oh, man, Ralph too. Brings him in, too.
He does.
He really does. Excellent. So you got some good name people out there shaking hands and passing along some chili. In addition to the chili, what else is on the menu?
We've got Wendy's Chili, and they provide some other things as well, but we've also got ice cream from Red Fox Creamery. We've got salad for folks. There'll be cake as well, and sodas and coffee and chips and salsa, so it'll be a nice time.
And while you're dining, you got some nice entertainment.
We do. The Braddock Street Praise Band will be performing all evening. I don't know how they do it every year, but they put on a set that just goes on forever.
All right. If you want more details, the website is evanshome.org, evanshome.org. Evans Home Chili Dinner. Now, it's this Friday. It's from 5:30 until 8 at the Braddock Street United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall. That's right upstairs. Plenty of room. It's at 115 Wolf Street. It's going to be a good time. Come out and join us. Mark Jacquard, Executive Director. Look forward to seeing you.
Barry, and you are the MC. Thank you again for volunteering your time, and we look forward to seeing everybody there.